This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Congress had hoped to adjourn for the year this weekend, but instead members may return for 2 days in December to try to pass the intelligence reform bill. Over the weekend, House Republicans blocked the legislation that would have created a new national intelligence czar. Joining us now is NPR News analyst Koki Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
The intelligence overhaul follows a set of recommendations by the 9/11 Commission, and it had the support of many of the families of the September 11th attack victims. What happened to that bill?
Basically, it was turf wars over money. The revamp of all the intelligence agencies would have given this new intelligence director, the czar, authority over what's estimated to be a $40 billion intelligence budget, which most of it is now controlled by the Pentagon. So obviously the Pentagon opposed it. But also, it's not just a turf in terms of which branch of the executive branch of government gets to control it. It's also congressional turf. If the Pentagon doesn't have the money, then the Armed Services Committee in the House of Representatives becomes a less important committee because they can't control the money. And it was the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Duncan Hunter, who carried the Pentagon water, but as I say, also his own water. He vehemently opposed the bill, and also the chairman of the Judiciary Committee had an opposition to the fact that there was no immigration enforcement language in the bill. And these two very powerful chairmen, Republican chairmen in a Republican House of Representatives, opposed the bill, and nobody could get past them.
Koki, this is the first piece of legislation since the election. The president supported it. He's been rebuffed. What does that mean?
It's a warning signal for him. There were lots of complaints, I must say, including, quite remarkably, from the Republican chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Pat Roberts of Kansas, that the White House had not done enough to support the intelligence bill. But in the end, the president did make calls, so did the vice president. But on television yesterday, Roberts complained that the White House didn't rein in the Pentagon, and even the majority leader of the Senate, the Republican majority leader, Bill Frist, admitted that the problems between the White House and the Pentagon had to be resolved, and added the president and vice president would have to be more involved if the bill were to pass the House. But look, this is a Republican White House, a Republican Congress. The bill was killed by Republicans. Clearly, that's a problem for the president. That means that essentially they have no fear of him, these members of Congress. They won by more than he did, and they are going to do whatever they want to do, which means it's likely to be tough for him to get hard things done.
Well, do you see a series of battles emerging between House and Senate Republicans?
I think it's very likely. Yeah, first of all, many Senate Republicans are more moderate. They represent whole states, not just a district of like-minded people. And a number of them represent states that went for John Kerry. Also, what you're seeing in the House is a lot of very feisty conservatives feeling that they romped in this election. And an example is adding new anti-abortion language to the big catch-all spending bill that Congress still hasn't completely finished. The question is how the president will respond to this. In the first term, there were several times that House Republicans pushed legislation in a more conservative direction after the president agreed with a more conservative bipartisan Senate plan, prescription drugs being the best example. The president thought he had to go along with conservatives for political reasons. He was not going to make the mistake of his father in alienating the base. Now he never has to run again. We'll see what he does.
Koki, thanks very much. NPR News analyst Koki Roberts.